Without further ado, I'd like to present to you one of the Chashev HaTalmid HaChamim that is at the OU, and that is Rav Elimelech Leibowitz. He is the Rav of Teferes Yisrael in Flatbush. He's also a Dayan for the Agudas Rabbanim, and he will be speaking on Tfilas Kelim. Rav Huttner once said that when you stand up, it's like a lecture, but sitting is Torah.
Yes, sitting
this
is Torah.
This is a shir.
Kashas be a shir. Okay, then. We're going to be this different. Okay, today we'll be discussing the Ian of Tfilas Kelim, which applies commercially. It also applies in the house. During the year, and especially on Pesach. So today's shir will be actually very beneficial and very informative, not only in regards to the reason why you're here today, but it will give you a lot of information on halachas that apply to you a whole year. We always look at the source of all the mitzvahs, and before we discuss them and see if they're deraisa or derabbanan. The makar of the Ian of Tfilas Kelim, we find first, not long ago, we read in the Parsha, in Parsha's Matos, V'yedav Hashem al Moshe Leim, and Nekayim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Me'es HaMidyonim. Hashem said to Moshe that he should take revenge of the B'nei Yisrael from the Minyonim, what they did to Klal Yisrael, Achate Osev Alamecha. And afterwards, he would be Nifter. And as the Pesukim go on, and he discusses about the Mechama, how it would take place, and they would take the Shlal, the booty, and also the Adam and the Behemoth. So as the Perek goes on, it's in Perek Lamed Aleph. So it starts from Perek Lamed Aleph Aleph. And now we're going to go all the way down to Pasik Yud Beis, Lamed Aleph Yud Beis in Matos. V'yaviu al Moshe v'alaza ha'koin v'aladis b'nei Yisrael es ha'shvi, so the captives, v'esa malkoyach, v'esa shol. Malkoyach means Adam and Behemoth, as the Ebenezer Titus. The malkoyach is the loot, the booty, v'esa shol. The different types of things that you take from an enemy that you conquer, alamachna alarbis moyev. And as the psukim go further on in Perek Lamed Aleph, and this is what concerns us, v'yom alaza akoyin alanshi atzavot l'mucham abon l'mucham zayshu kesatayra asher tziva Hashem b'smaisha ach es hazav. And here's where we really have to concentrate. Only the gold, v'sa kesef, silver, v'sa nechashis, copper, v'sa barzels, iron, v'sa bdil, til, v'sa ferris, and lead. Kol dava ashiyava ba'esh, tavir ba'esh. Anything that went into fire, and they used it to roast pig or whatever non-kosher behemoth. So in order to kosher it, this is the pasha really of Hagolas Kelim, Tavir Be'esh, Vitoyer, Ach B'mei Nida Yischate. It has to go in waters that a Nida goes into, which is Arboim Sor. V'chala Shelo Yovu Be'esh, Tavir B'mayim. But what doesn't go into fire, Hagola suffices. We're not learning the Parsha. Hagola is a shir in itself. I should be happy if I should get through in 45 minutes, which are a little bit shortened over here, for about 15 minutes, of a Tfilah scale. But Hagola is a passion itself, which you can speak about for hours.
So all this is in Pasuk Yud Beis.
Basically, it's in Perek Lamed Aleph, and this intrinsic pasuk Aches Azov Es Hakezva Nechajit. That's Pasuk Chav Beis and Chav Gimel. Okay, now Rashi speaks out that this comes to teach you. Really, that not only is it a din agola, even something that didn't come into fire and didn't have a bliya, it didn't have an absorption of something not kosher, a non-kosher thing. We have to extract that either by fire. It's Kabbalah Kachpolta. If it came into fire, it has to be extracted by fire. It's very important you say Kabbalah Kachpolta. If it came through water, so it's exuded by water, and that's the Hagala purging by water. A very important difference between the two is Hagala, yeah, the minig is to wait until it's Eina Ben Yoimer. We're afraid you won't have 24 hours to be pagan the water. You see, when you're magal something, when you want to purge something from Isser, you don't have to have shishim in the water, connected the non-kosher liquids in the water. Now, you need shishim, and that means a much larger pot than connected what you're koshering in. Now, in order to avoid this problem, the minig in Klal Yisrael, a Rav will always tell you, did you wait 24 hours? So this makes whatever issa was in there pogum, and now you don't need a pot shishim connected the water. That's the whole reason why we tell wait 24 hours. Because if you didn't, it's nice and tam l'shvach, and you need 60 times as much water, which is a large, terrifically large pot, and a thin-walled pot. So therefore we tell them wait 24 hours, and it's pogum, and now you don't need such a large pot, and that's the reason for 24 hours, and now you can use a fleishika pot to kasha milchiks kash pot to kasha fleishiks, and for Pesach as well, it's just a minute that we kasha in the Pesach pot for Pesach, but it's really not mi'ikr didina. Okay, so now we understand that the difference between Hagola and Eish, and one big difference between Eish and Hagola is that Hagola, you have to wait 24 hours according to the minig to make it an Eina Ben Yoimer. But when you're soirif, when you're burning out the Blias HaIsser through Eish, you don't need to wait 24 hours. If you're using a tray for oven, you're going into a house that the lady was a shiksa or a non-religious Jew and she used it for treifas, or your wife treifed up something in the oven, you do not have to wait 24 hours because you're not purging the Isser, you're burning the Isser out. And therefore, this is good to know that you don't have to wait 24 hours. This is a question I'm asked many times, that when you're sorry if the issue is so, you do not have to wait 24 hours. You can do it immediately. And the same thing in the OU documents from our Paiskim, we have even Lieben Kal, even the, you know, the Lieben, which is on a lesser level, which I'm not going to go into right now, that even that does not need 24 hours.
What about the substance on the surface of an oven, inside of an oven, the stuff that bangs?
The Ben on the oven, so what we do is we clean it out with detergent and then we kash it. Now this is the makar for Agola, but this is also the makar for Tfilas Kalim. Because it says even if it wasn't it didn't have anything that had a belia of Isser, you have to put it in a mikveh. So therefore we see from here that there's a tefillah in Meinida even without a bliya. So we not only learn Hechsher Kalim from this pasuk, we also learn out Tfilas Kalim. Okay, so now we know the Makar. Now, interestingly enough, is Tfilas Kalim a Diaraisa or is it a Durabanan? And we're going to go very quickly into this. Now, even though we just read a pasuk, it seems that Tfilas Kalim is the Diaraisa, but it's not so clear. Pashtus, if you learn up the Sugya in the Gemara by the Zara, it seems that it's a Diaraisa, and many Rishonim hold that it is an Issa Diaraisa. The Pri Chodesh learns that the Rajba says it's the Diaraisa, the Ravid, the Ramban, excuse me if I'm talking very quickly, I just have to cover ground, the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, and the Pri Chodesh's opinion is it's the Diaraisa. And the Aruch HaShulchan goes so far to say that most of our Rabbi Seina hold that Tefillah Zuhi Minat Torah, that's with metal. But glass, the Chazal Begeizer, the Tefillah of glass is the Rabbanan, and it has many ramifications, Legabe Tefillah of a cotton and other things, that the Tefillah of glass is only the Rabbanan, because it's similar to metal, because it's something that can be melted, and then it could be refashioned into a kli. And those are those sheeted. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan learns in the Rambam, it's only an asmachta. Believe it or not, these psukim are only an asmachta. And the Sholom Meshiv, in his Sefer on Chumash Divri Shol, holds it's also only an asmachta. Now, what's the reason for this? Okay, so we have a machlekes now, a machlekes, a very, very large machlekes. We shine him if this is the Araisa, the Rabbanan. Let's sum it up. Most we shine him hold it's the Araisa. Kli Matchis, Tfilas Kalim is the Araisa. That's the sheet of Shulchan Aruch. But Kli Schuches, glass, is a Rabbanan. Okay, that sums up what we just said. Now, what's the purpose of this kli? Now, the Rambam is famous in the end of Hilchas Mikvois for saying that it's a davagoliyah bari, that tumas and taras akzeres akasif hain, and it's something that we really can't understand. It's mechlal achukim. But the Rashba says a fascinating thing, and he's mechaven to many other Rishonim, a chuvas or Zeruah, a chuvas Marach or Zeruah, and many other Rishonim that say a fascinating thing. And the Emes, their Makar, is a Yerushalmi that says that the reason why Yetovel Kalim, it's like a Geiris, because it went from a Goyisha household to a Yiddisha household. So you're like being Megaya the Kalim, and you're elevating them now to the status of a Yiddisha Kli, so it's like a form of Geiris. So this is the Yerushalmi.
What is the Yerushalmi?
The Yerushalmi is brought by the Rishonim, and let's see if I can remember where they bring it down. Knesset Yisrael. The Rashban Taurus Habayis, Bayis Dal, Dreshai Dal, brings it down, and his Chedushim. Now, they all bring down Marach Azu B'Shemir Yerushalmi. So I don't know, they don't say clearly where the Yerushalmi is, so it could be they just had this Yerushalmi and, you know, they don't say where it is, and they know where it is.
But it's not Yerushalmi in Kachim.
It could be Yerushalmi in Kachim, and we'd never know, because, you know, we don't have a Yerushalmi in Kachim. But this is a fascinating thing. I believe that the Yerushalmi is at the end of Masechta Avodah Zarah. Check me out on it. If I remember correctly, the Yerushalmi is at the end of Avodah Zarah. So try it out. I'm 95% sure the Yerushalmi is at the end of Masechta Avodah Zarah, because the sugi is over there. I'm pretty sure you'll see it.
And the Chassam Sefer is working with that also, when he says that a Yiddish, somebody who's not from Yiddish.
No, this would only apply to a guy.
So
it has to be a guy. Now we're going to get more into the halachas. We're going to try to cover a little bit in the halachas. And we know the Makar now, we know the Machlaikis, the Arise, the Rabbanan. We know now the reason before Tfilas Kalim. Now we're going to have a summary of the laws of Tfilas Kalim. So somebody who's kaina Kalim for food from a goy has to be tied with the Kalim in a kosher mikveh before they use them. You can't even use the Kali even once unless the Tfilah was done. Now, this is a very big misnomer. Yes.
You said because it's like Geiris, and therefore only if you buy from the Goyim, of course, if you buy it, if you made a yesh me'ayin, if let's say you took a piece of metal, you bought a piece of metal from a Goyim, whatever, and you formed it into a kli.
Even if you had hefker. If you had hefker kli, it can't have the. You found this.
Yeah,
hefker doesn't have nourish it. Is a machlekes a miri in the Dharm and other rishonim of what's the gather of hefker? The yeshiva shekler. Does hefker belong to everybody? Does hefker belong to nobody?
Right. Yeah,
right. So there's
a yosef's kli is now a new kli. It went from a piece of metal to a kli. So the mele therefore. It went from no kedusha to a kedusha. So just like going from a goy to a yid, it goes up a kedusha. The mele, therefore, like a geres, is also something that was made from nothing into a kli. So it goes up into.
You are correct. You are correct. Now, even though we don't dash in time, svaras, these are svaras and they're rises. The rabbanim we say svaras and they make nafkaminas la lacha. Svaras. In Torah, we don't make nafkaminas la halacha. That's a klal gadol b'hayra. But you happen to be right on this one, that when you go from hefker to go to the higher level of nichnas l'kedushas Yisrael, the paiskim I saw say that it's not in Shulchan Aruch, but the achrayim say that you would need tefillah.
But why not from a piece of metal to a kli? I make it from a metal into a kli, why not?
Because now it's because the yid made it to you, because if you made it, because it's yiddish a kli. Because the yid made the kli, so it's a yiddish a kli, so it doesn't need tefillah. Okay? Okay. So now we see that even once, using it even once, now, and I want to stress this. There are people that think that you can use it once. There are a lot of, it's especially among Nashim and other people, they say, one time you can use the Kli. Is there any Makar for that? Because in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't seem to say that. So I'll tell you a fascinating thing. There is a Makar. There is a Makar for it, and actually there's a Chashuva Makar for it. He says, in the Sefer Tfilis Kalim, he brings down, there's a Machlaikis Rishayim. He brings down a Piski Rid on Avodah Zarah, a Ksav Yad. And it's Mavur also the Piski Rabbeinu Yitzhak Ar Zeruah, also a Ksav Yad, he found. And he brings it from Truus Marach Ar Zeruah, also he's a region that's quoted down in the Rush and others, that. And he quotes with many others. I mean, I'm going to make a long story short. He brings him, b'shem him, that there isn't an Isir Shtamshes b'kli kaidin tvila, because since it's not to be maitzi b'kli mi sura, it's only a mitzvah ba'alma, shemutelis olav, so therefore there's no Isir to use it. It's a mitzvah to be tivel the kli, but it's not an Isir, to use the kli. We all know that the food doesn't become musr. When you, if you didn't tivel it and the food was on there. So we mentioned that it was a Piske Riyaz, and it's also true as Marach Ar Zeruah, and he brings quite a few other people, but I'm not going to mention, we can keep on going. He mentions a lot of other Kedahel. So. Yeah, it seems that's called akrot, because he doesn't say it. He says you can use it once. He says you can use it. He says you can use it once. It seems that to use it on a regular basis, Chazal asked it, because you can keep on using it and you'll forget. It's very simple to keep on using kalim and then you just forget about the whole din of tefillas kalim. Now, I found in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Yerodeya Simen Kuf Chav Sif Mem Aleph, where he says this himself, Al Pi Svara, that Ba'akroi, only using it once, it's very possible that it's not Aser. because it's only Derech HaShulchan is Simen Kufchaf in Tfilis Kalem, Sif Mem Aleph, but he blibes Tzarechin. But we do find, as I said, Rishonim that hold like that. Halacha Lamaisa, Rav Rishonim hold that the Chi of Tfilah is Ma'akiv from using the Kli before you matbel it, and the Shiltis, which is from the Goyim in Pashas Matis, they say that that it's also even Pam Achas, and Azoy is Mashas from the Ramah. If you look in the Ramah, in Simen, Kuf Chav, Sif Hey, the Ramah writes Azal Loshin, which seems very clear. He says the following. Sivches. He says that speaking about a shola seicha kli megoy ain't telling tefila. It's only if you buy it, but renting it or borrowing it, you don't need to title it. Avol harishon, the Rama said, also lishtamish by the tzarchi suda, afilu derech aroy beloy tefila. Even though he took it to use to cut klofim, that's klof. So if you hear people saying, oh, you could use it once, so even though you can smile and say, now you know there's a makar, there are Rishonim that say that there's an Aruch HaShulchan that blives at Tzarechin, but you can definitely say with a Klora Psak, La Halacha, we don't fasten like that, and you're really not allowed to use it even once. What? You can be Samech on it. The reason why, I'll tell you a Chiddush. You can be Samech on it, B'Shas
HaTcham.
Yeah. Yeah, so now I'll tell you a Chiddush. I think B'Shas HaTchak, you can be Samech on it. I'll tell you why. Because Reb Shlomo, the Sefer Tefillas Kelim on page Kuf Beis, he brings Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he was alive then when he wrote it, that even if we say the Issur Ishtamshis is only Midrabanan without Tefillah, Kol Zeh Kishayim Be'Efsharis HaMishtamish LaHatvul B'Bar L'Shtamit. But if he can use it without being matvul it, he's over and I'll say, if he could technically matbel it, he and mishtamish bekli without being matbel it, he's only over and I'll say, because if you don't say like that, he says it comes out that from the Torah af pam en chayvus tefila, because let him wait until somebody dies or he'll give a tzavar for his sons afterwards to be matbel the keli lachamaisai. And also they will also wait until the kli breaks. So he says that's only if it's not shayach to be matvit bebalish tamish. But then you could do it. But otherwise you can. And he says that ba'kray b'leit tefila. He wants the taina that Shabbos variantiv, that since it's a tikkun kli, so and the only way you can use it on Shabbos, it's a tikkun money, you're actually fixing it in order to be able to do it. So he tainas that's called eifin aray, and he says if it's necessary, it's mutter to use it without tefillah, and. So he brings shitas again, mostly la'aser, only b'shas etchad gadol. I'm not ready to be makriya ben harim gedolim, but definitely what the olam says that you can use it b'akray is not accepted halacha. And I would have to say that one would have to ask a gavur rabba to know what the gedarim are b'shas etchad gadol. To use when they to use it on a one-time basis. Now, we learned...
Could somebody be sent on this Ramon that some Zalman should be makbel on Shabbos for the Tikkun Mana?
Yes, so Tikkun Mana, you're not allowed to be makbel kelim on Shabbos because it's considered, since you're really not allowed to use it on Shabbos, it's considered Tikkun Mana. So if you had nothing else, I guess you can be Seimech B'Shas Et Chak on the Shittas Yechidim. Right. Again, that's that Lefiani is deity, but you know, who am I to say? Now, as we learn, kelim of gold, silver, iron, steel, copper, tin, brass, the Torah mentions zayin, but all metals are nichlal. Lead, glass is midrabanan, pyrex is a form of glass. It needs tulim midrabanan. Karel, people think Karel is kli cheres. It's a toyes gomer. I went myself to the Karel, to Corningware, New York. Karel and Corningware, even if you'll see in a sefer, they'll tell you that it's kli cheres, a safek kli cheres. They are toya. I know exactly what goes into it. It shows you what goes into it. It's rubai made of crushed glass. And the Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak says it goes after Raiv. I heard from my Rabbi, Reb Moshe Bik, who said it goes after Raiv. And the rest are minerals. And believe it or not, in Karel you have arsenic, which is a very deadly poison. But they don't use it, to give a good taste into your food. What they use it is, they use it as a defoaming agent. They use the arsenic in it. So I know all the ingredients that go into it, petalite and other minerals. I went there and they actually showed you a movie. It was made accidentally, as many modern kalim and things are created nowadays. It was accidentally made. They weren't planning on making this form of glass. They wanted to make something else, and they came out making a glass that's resistant to thermal shock, that you can put it in heat and then it'll go into cold. Now, I can explain to you the chemistry of how the nuclei form and they keep raising the temperature, but ain't kama kama lahar.
No metals in there? Only minerals?
No metals. Only mostly pellet, which is crushed glass, and a little bit of minerals. It's like 90% glass.
You make a bottle?
Well, and you can make a bracha. It's a corporation. You make a bracha. I went to Rabbi Moshe Bik with this information and to the Debre Tzina Rav Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and they both told me it's 100% glass based when I said, and the Debre Tzina even wanted me to give him a ride there next time I go. He wanted to see him himself. So it's Karel is 100% glass, Lekula Ulechumra. And so is Corningware, Lekula and Lechumra. So that's important to know. Porcelain, China, we'll speak about we really should speak about it now. I'll tell you a little bit about China. China is a very, very complicated thing, and I'll tell you why. The Ica part of China, the inside China, is Kli Cheres. Now we know Kli Cheres does not need tefillah. It's only Achas Azov, it's a Kesev, it's a Bedil, it's Kli Matches. What's complicated about China? The complicated thing about China is the glazing. What is the glaze made of? Now, I spoke to people in the China business and a relative of mine who's in the business of China, and they said it's glazed with liquefied china. According to that, if you get a nice set of china, you don't need to be tevilit at all, and you can save yourself hours of tefillah. But there's a document from the OU, A149, which I have in front of me, where Rabbi Shiner talked to many different companies, and he comes to a different conclusion. The companies told him that they are glazed with glass. Now, again, I'm not going into the intricacies of how it's done, but one thing is very clear from this document that they either spray it with glass or dip it in glass, and then they heat it to tremendously high temperatures, 2,000 Fahrenheit. So he says hotel and restaurant china is usually produced in hard porcelain, which is like kli cheres, vitreous china, bone china, and stoneware, but it's glazed with glass. So it seems it's a machlekes in the metzias, because my sources told me it's liquefied china. He obviously did very nice research, and he came out that it's glazed with glass, a very thin coating of glass. Now, even though it's very thin, exactly what I was going to be aimed on, that maybe say that it's very thin, that it's bottled, but you don't say that. It's interesting, and by Kalem, you say since the food is placed on the glass, even if it's a thin coating, because at first I thought maybe in ancient times there was a thick coating of glass, but it seems from the Paiskim that even a thin coating of glass would be mechayev in tefillah. Yeah. Rabbi Kiva Egan, you're a day, Simon Kuvchav. Right. I wanted to be honest with you, what I think the halach is and what the OU halach is different. But I have to go with OU, with the OU thing. That's a very good point you're bringing up, Rabbi Kiva Ega. And first of all, it's a suffix if it could be. This is me talking, and then I'm going to tell you the OU shita. That first of all, my sources say it's liquefied china. Also, there are many shitas, Rabbi Kibeg, Mashma, that it was a very thin coating and it's bottled to the china, and which makes life a lot easier. You can save yourself 3 hours on new china after you get married, or people get a nice new, you know, present of china.
He says
do it without a bracha. But the OU shita, and we're going with OU policy, is that Rav Belsky was asked, I have it right in front of me, and this, based on the report that they do it with glass, so he says, Kinir lefize tzarech lahatbel kola kaira shalom misadot b'li bracha. Like Rabbi Kiva Ega, very good. What's your name?
Achanam
Grimblad. Related to Reb Natter, Rabbi Fry?
Distant cousins.
Isn't that very nice? So he says, you can rely on them. B'li bracha b'tziruf the sheet of Reb Shlaima Kluger. There's a famous Reb Shlaima Kluger in his sefer Toiv Tam V'Das, Chelik Gimel Simen Beis Ois Chav Beis, that it's called Kli Mischar in when you go to a restaurant. Or, you know, you're in a hotel catering, they're not used, you know, it's not like in a private home. It's like business kalim. So Reb Shlaima Kluger wants to hold that he says that Kli Mischar is potter. We know Kli Mischar is potter, things that you only do business in China. That's potter mitvila. See, he says that since you're in a restaurant or hotel catering, when you go to these places and you're eating for them, it's only for the sake of business they're doing it. So therefore, he wants to be make. He wants to be makel.
Tefillah
b'lai bracha. And he says, since the OU gives a hechsher that they want to be yaitza kala shitas, and this is a very important thing, the OU gives their heksha trying to satisfy most shitas. The only exception is chalav stam, because there are people all over the world that drink milk, and they push it. They can't be machmen chalav Yisrael, because there are people that can't get it. And mikra din, you know, we have a maisha shita, chalav stam, our chalav stam is chalav Yisrael, at least in the United States. So over there, they can't be machmir because of the populace, they can't get it, and mikra din, they can rely on it. So, but generally speaking, the OU is machmir, prank, because how can I give you a hechsher when somebody says it's mutta, somebody says, oh, sir, I want to be machmir. So you give me a hechsher, you're giving me a hechsher for me too, that I want to be machmir. This is an important thing to realize about the OU, that they want to give a hechsher to satisfy even the machmir. So Rebelsky Paskin, that we have to be matbo these things without a bracha.
You
and
mentioned hotels and restaurants. What about the china that I buy in home?
So the china...
Is that glazed any differently, or is it the same?
No, it's the same. It's the same glazing. It's the same glazing. And I think everybody will have to ask their own rav and do their own thing. I had my research. Rabbi Shiner did his research. And I talked to Rabbi David Kohn about it. He started to research on it, and then he got very tired, and he wasn't able to conclude his research. So I am just being ma'ar that it's not so poshut how China is glazed. This halacha, of course, is totally in the Metzius. The cheres mugs, and the minig is not to be toivel them. See, that's an interesting point. The minig is not to be toivel them. So according to them, what do they do with that?
Yeah, it's, the same way.
It's not a fancy zach, right? See, it's an interesting point. But one thing's for sure: the minig is not to be toivel those mugs. Does anyone disagree with me? I think
in England
you tie with the mugs.
In England
you tie with the mugs. In Israel they tie with the mugs, really? Okay. I can't tell you. I actually never.
Interesting, because in Eretz Israel they're all eaten in the
Nikkei,
no?
No, they're from China.
But
what's the OU policy?
They're saying the PRC on them.
What's the OU policy about not from?
The OU policy about non-frum Jews depends on regarding what?
Regarding tefillah.
Regarding tefillah, that we wouldn't be simech on them. We wouldn't be simech on them. Regarding
what I mean is that do you have to be toivel kelim that were made by a non-frum Jew?
I didn't see in the documents. It's an interesting point. What the OU would hold. But since if the svara is geiris, it's not geiris. I mean if the svara or it's exeris a kasev tumas entire, you know, yidden wouldn't apply. But you know, legabi pasach the first piskei tshuva in siman kuf yud beis brings it to first lemaisha. You know, so he brings down that yidden are considered what was the Tiferes Lamaisha holds. You remember that Eden are not considered to be Goyim Alts Yisrael, right? And there's a Chedushi Aran in the beginning of Masechta Chulin that says, he says Gevaldige Svara, he says you can't be Geyser on Friday Yidden, they should be like Goyim in general, to Pasakum and Bishalakim and everything right to those things, because the Isser is al Tischatnus, you're going to marry them. And there's no Isser to marry a non-frum Jew.
That's
Isser,
the Prichodosh there,
on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about whether it's only Karaites or all non-frum Jews.
Right. So the Ran says in the Fush, Al-Stam Goyim. So generally speaking, we hold that Fry Yidden are considered Yidden. But if you look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when he ends off with the Rambam, that since they don't do the mitzvahs and they mechal Shabbos, dinim kagoy. So the Rambam says that, but he leaves it. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch ends up lefichach pitam pas gayim yainam stam yainam cholav cholavakum. So it seems that this is a machlekes. To tell you what the Aruch HaShulchan, what the OU sheet is, I don't know. But what I can tell you from what I've seen, I would say they have a din like a yid. They have a din like a yid. But we lechatchila, we would not use them to turn on a boiler. You know, let's say we need a boiler and we need Bishul Yisrael. We would not take a fry yid. We would be machmer. Lechatchila, the OU would definitely be machmer to take a from a yid to light a boiler and to do things that in order to make it Pas Yisrael, Bishul Yisrael, and Chalav Yisrael. They would take a from yid.
Isn't there a chashash or a reason for tefillah because maybe the person, the guy that made it, had in mind to make it for by desire? Isn't there such a reason for tefillah or requirement?
I didn't see it in the Rishonim that they should say such a
second little question. Isn't there a minute not to make a bracha on tefillah because it's actually a question?
Today, to make a bracha on tefillah, there really is no problem because most companies are corporations, and according to Reb Moshe, they have it in like Goyim, and therefore you're allowed to make them. In Eretz Yisrael, if you know a company is mamish yidden and the workers are yidden, so then you can consider it yidden. But in America, and if you have something from Poland or coming from China, Taiwan, I mean, all these things, they're definitely goyim, and you can make a bracha on them. Now I wanted to speak about different types of interesting things that come up, a list of items. I have 5 minutes, I believe.
5 minutes, yeah.
Right? So you'll tell me when to stop. A barbecue grill. The grill only now is barbecue grilling season. So you have to make sure to be tevil it. It needs tefillah with a bracha. If you haven't done it till now because you didn't realize you need to do it, a lot of people tell me that they didn't realize it. It has to be cleaned very well with, easy off or something. It has to be cleaned extremely well. And then you tevil it in a kosher mikveh. A blender, the blades and the glass.
What part has to be part of it?
The grill, just the grill itself. Anything that the food touches. Anything that the food touches.
The steam goes up,
you're not chashuvah. Well, that's coals bringing up steam, right?
Yeah.
Right, so that you don't have to worry about it.
No, I'm just saying, let's say steam from barbecue sauce. Also coals, water is.
So what needs tefillah? What do you?
The carb
doesn't need tefillah because it's either coal or wood, and
cover?
It's not touching.
Cover.
Oh, the cover.
Cover!
Oh, the cover of the thing. So it's a very heavy kli. You see, this runs into a shaila about. If you have a very heavy kli that you can't be tevil, it's a portable thing. There's a tshuva in the OU documents about tefillas kalim for very large utensils.
It's in the Daf HaKashas, I think, also.
Yeah, it was in the Daf HaKashas as well, and what they did is that when it's not possible, a very large, like they were speaking about kettles. Yeah, so the answer is you should be mechayev in tefillah, but if tefillah is physically impossible, which I think in this case you would ruin the whole thing.
So then
you can be tevil, right? No, because a pot cover needs a tefillah. A pot never get. So then a share of the kettle or the grill should be sold to a yid.
To a guy.
To a Well, but what you're doing is that you're making a shutvis a yid with the guy. You want a yid to be part of that shutvis. In other words,
you own the cattle.
That you own a chalik of the cattle. That
you're selling it to a guy.
What? You want to buy a chalik of the cattle from the guy. In other words, the guy makes it a problem. You want, because a guy is a kli, you need tefillah on. So what you're doing actually is buying a chalik of the cattle from the guy, right? Is that correct? You want to make it that the yid has a chalik in that.
No, you bought it already. You bought it from the store.
No, you bought it in the store, no?
So now,
right.
Now,
so now whoever you bought it from, you want a chalik in, because a yid's kli doesn't need tefillah.
No.
You bought it from the guy, now it's chayiv. Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're going to give a dollar for the guy, so you should have a chalik in.
Sell him back a chalik, is it?
Right.
Sell the guy back a chalik, so it's a corporation.
Right. Yeah.
But not buying.
What?
The important part is the guy's chalik, not the yid's chalik.
Is.
That's still a corporation with the guy.
Because you need the guy to not require
it. You don't own it anymore.
You don't own it totally. I mean, the guy has a...
Yeah, what you're doing is there's a few... You're doing a few again. The guy gives the yid whatever it is, some kind of chepetz, and the guy says, in exchange for my giving you this chepetz, like the grill or whatever, you're giving me a $1 ownership in your fryer, right? Or whatever, or you give me ownership in your pan that you're cooking your barbecue grill. So then the yid returns the object to the guy. In other words, you're having a shutvis in this kli.
How much of a shutvis are they
using? It's a dollar. It doesn't. You don't need a large.
1%?
A small percentage.
Even 1%? Half a percent?
A dollar. I mean, how much is a dollar? The price scheme of the OU.
Well, a dollar in a huge multi-million dollar company is okay?
No, he's speaking about a clique. A dollar in the clique.
I'm talking about a company.
A company in the clique is, he needs a roiv, is Reb Moshe says for sure.
Roiv has to be owned by you?
Yeah. Anything less than that, I have to be mine. But the roiv definitely.
So how does this help?
What?
So how does this help?
No, but here this is only a kli.
So I'm saying, so unless they have a huge kli, I mean, that the kli is worth a lot more. I mean, it's worth maybe millions. I'm saying, how?
Here we're talking about a barbecue grill. You just want a small.
They have big kelim. I'm saying that are worth.
What?
The guy only has to own a dollar
of any keli in the company.
You only have to own a dollar.
Right, he only has to have a small amount of worth in it. How much in a company? How much in a company it would have? Rav Moshe has a tshuva. I think a rive definitely. Anything less than that,
I have. Anybody has a barbecue in the backyard? You can't sell all the time. Does anybody have to sell chelik to a guy?
That's an eitzah. How to get around to be tayvel like a large heavy.
Another
what?
What would be another eitzah?
What would be another eitzah? I don't know if they make anything non-metallic or anything non-metallic. But I don't know of anything non-metallic.
Maybe we want to take two things, with kids or nimrits, because we're running out of time. We have to go to one.
Okay, so the last thing is a very fascinating shala about aluminum. First, there are two shalas about aluminum. There's a machlek between Reb Moshe and Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky and many others in the contemporary Pesach, if aluminum needs tefillah. According to Reb Moshe, when the Rebbeinu Shlom was mitzava achas azavas a kesef, he knew obviously that there were more metals that they were going to be discovered. Another, he created the world, so he knew which metals are around. Aluminum is one of those metals that he knew. So the Eibishter wasn't mafrared all the many metals and the elements that need to be titled. So therefore, Rav Moshe holds aluminum needs tefillah, min ha-Torah, and you have to be mechayev.
What type
of aluminum?
Oh
wait, no, that's another shallow. First, the metal in itself. And Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, he has a different shita, just the opposite. The Rabbanu Shalom, who knew all the medals in the world that were going to be, he only wrote these medals. So obviously he was excluding aluminum because he knew that there was such a metal. So therefore he holds that all aluminum medals are potter. Now this machlek is, believe it or not, Rav Eliyashiv held like Rav Yaakov, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg held like Rav Yaakov, and there's a machlekes on both sides of the picture. Then there's a second machlekes is legabe aluminum trays that are disposable after two or three times. So we all know Rav Moshe's famous tshuva that if it can only be used once or twice, it doesn't need tefillah. After three times you have to throw it out, then it's a kli grua.
Can use it twice, then tevil.
So if it's used once and twice, it needs tefillah. And Reb Moshe's lishitasi, aluminum needs tefillah. And if it could be used once and twice, so you need to be tevil with your aluminum pad. But after three, you have to throw it in the garbage, and that's what I think most women say. That after three times, it doesn't pay to clean it, it has holes in it, so they throw it in the garbage, then it doesn't need tefillah. I think this is the accepted opinion, I think this is the opinion of the OU as well, is that even though aluminum, la'alacha l'maisa, most paiskim, even though there's what to be makel, but most paiskim hold that aluminum needs tefillah, and the minhag is to be tovel aluminum, but if it's such an aluminum kli that will have to be thrown out by the third time, then it's not necessary to be tovel it anymore. That if it's a kli that after three times you won't tovel, you don't even have to tovel it the first time. If it's such a kli grua that after three times it gets a hole in it, it's called a kli grua, and it's not a kli that is a true kli that's mekabel tuma or whatever. So you can use it without being tivalid, even the first time.
What about most people use it one or two times? But I'm very meticulous and I keep it clean, and it can be last five or six or ten times. But I personally have to. Why can't you say, well, since most people won't?
It's a good question, but I would say that it's butler daita, because Raif Bnei Adam would it would be a kli grua.